tempt your palate and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome back, my friend, Chef and the Fat Man, live from Le Cordon Green. Really? My witty intro?
What?
Yes.
When's that going to start?
Well, anyway, while Chef Eric is cutting his onions, we'll remind you we're at Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. It is absolutely an amazing place. They do 4-plus classes a month that you can sign up for. Some of the greatest eggheads in the world teach classes. It's just a wonderful experience. And then right next door is a retail center, which is like the candy store for eggheads. I mean, anything you can dream or wish you had, Big Green Egg Retail has it. And it's got the logos on it and everything else. It's an absolutely wonderful place, and the culinary center is fantastic. Now, Chef Eric, when we last left you, you were doing something. I still haven't seen what kind of corned beef hash you're going to use, because being an aficionado of hash, it's critical that I see the kind that you use.
You're a hash aficionado?
Yes.
Okay.
As in the kind of hash you went with at UCLA.
No.
I'm talking about the kind of corned beef hash that you eat.
We're not
guy from Boston's over here is laughing. I think he can relate to it. I don't know. I'm just going, you know.
So, anyway, I've still got the gravy going.
Okay.
And I added about another tablespoon of flour just to thicken it up a little bit more. And I've now added a half of a medium real sweet onion.
You mean a real sweet?
From Schumann Produce.
Now, wait a minute. How do you know it was real sweet?
It said so on the bag and the tag.
That's right.
That's right. So, we used that real sweet onion, half of it, in order to give something a little bit different in that gravy than you normally have, right? Because you normally don't put onions in a gravy. And I've got no reason why wouldn't you?
Because I was going to say, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Onions and gravy is like a day without sunshine.
Right. It sounds like it should work just perfectly, so that's why we're doing it.
Although there was great silence at one point when the discussion was brought up. But I'm glad you've come over to the...
This probably has another just couple of minutes.
That
so in the meantime,
Bobby?
Let's get started with our biscuit dough. So for the biscuit dough, I'm actually going to look at the recipe, because if you mess up recipes with baking, you're kind of messed up. So I'm starting with 2 cups of flour.
Okay.
Then I've got 2 teaspoons of baking powder.
Okay.
Goes in. Got 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda.
Ah.
And I've got 1 teaspoon of salt.
Not just regular salt. Pink Himalayan mine salt.
No, I'm actually using kosher salt on this.
I know that, but oh, God. Greyhound bus number 369 backing up over the host.
All right, so let's start with my whisk. There it is. So we want to whisk in the dry ingredients, make sure they're well incorporated. And then to this, I've took some butter, and I'm going to take some buttermilk and mix those together with a spoon. And we're actually looking, and we want cold buttermilk for this, okay?
Did you ever at any point in your illustrious life ever drink buttermilk as a regular part or semi-regular part of your diet?
Not a regular part, but my mom actually liked buttermilk, and my grandmother thought that there was some benefit to drinking buttermilk, so hence I drank buttermilk. Didn't mind it at all. So we're going to take a spoon, and we're taking cold buttermilk, and we're adding it to melted butter. So I've got roughly, what is that? I've got 1/2 cup of melted butter. So to that, we're going to add the buttermilk. And this is going to harden. It's going to start to harden the overall mixture.
Look at that. Your spoon's standing up in it.
Yeah. Yeah, see? I bet you didn't know that that happened when you add those two together. So it's going to form these nice big lumps. We don't want to overwork them. We want to just incorporate, make sure all of the butter gets in with all the buttermilk.
So lumpy is good.
Yeah. And this spreads out really nicely the butter into the mixture. So now we're going to take this, we're going to add it to the flour mixture and get everything down on the sides.
Now, did you have to form a little hole in the middle?
No. Okay. I'm simply taking them together. I'm going to take a spatula or a spoon, and I'm just going to start working this together until it's all incorporated in.
While you're incorporating it in, I've got a couple of questions for you. Of course, today is National Play-Doh Day, National Cheeseburger Day, so I hope you go out there and have some fun with a little Play-Doh and a burger. Think of us when you're doing it. Did you know that on this date in 1838, the Anti-Corn Law League was founded in Great Britain? The corn laws levied tariffs on imported food, which raised food prices. Now, where do you think most of the corn was coming from that they put the tariffs on in 1838?
The U.S.?
Yes. Gee, tariffs?
Yeah, there's a shock.
And tariffs are a bad thing? Interesting. Also, on this date in 1883, a gentleman by the name of Elmer Maytag was born. And do you know what he was famous for?
Let me guess. Creating the first automated dish or clothes washer?
Washing machine manufacturer. One of his descendants was Fred Maytag II, whose Maytag dairy farms are famous for
blue cheese.
Maytag blue cheese. And there you have it. Just a couple of tidbits to chew on at your table time conversation. Compliments of Chef and the Fat Man.
Perfect. All right, so just getting back to the gravy mixture here, and it's starting to thicken nicely.
How thick does it should it eventually get to?
Huh?
How thick do you want it when it's finally?
I want it to get thick. So now I'm going to turn this down to about 140.
Okay.
And let it continue to thicken. So I've taken my biscuit dough and I've put it out on my counter here.
And isn't that nice to have a marble counter like that where you can just throw the... That is so nice.
Yep. And let's see, if I could get Kevin,
yes.
He would come over here and grab that flour right there.
Oh, wow. You want me to help?
I do.
All right.
I don't want you to touch any food. I just want you to to sprinkle here.
Oh,
just
you want me to sprinkle?
Yep.
Now, do you want a light sprinkle, a medium sprinkle?
I want a medium sprinkle.
A medium sprinkle. You got it.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Let's see if we can do
a
this.
A medium sprinkle.
I don't normally trust him to cook, so. Although, he a little more. Okay.
Heavy medium.
Is that heavy medium? Okay.
See, I was right.
Yeah, right. And that is our notice.
Oh, is that cobbler time?
We should take a look at the cobbler, see if it's nice and browned up on top yet.
And you trust Daryl. Daryl
is
the man.
Daryl seems to know his stuff, so.
You want me to turn off your phone?
Yeah,
it's an iPhone, so I don't. Is that what it is? All right.
Tap there to stop. There you go. And a little bit more flour.
A little bit more flour?
Yeah. More, 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 more. There we go. Because I'm not working, this isn't actually a full marble surface.
Okay.
So I just need to relieve it from some of the sticking.
I'm guessing, I'm going to go out on a limb here, thinking you're looking for a little more flour coming up here pretty soon.
Well, let me get the stuff on the bottom up first.
We are toasty
and brown.
Let's go ahead and pull that. All right, a little bit more.
A little bit. How did I know?
And again, this is where your bench flour would come in, right? So a little bit more, a little bit more.
Why do you keep...
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Keep tapping it.
Yeah. Okay. So what we're going to do is once this forms and starts to become its own little ball there instead of spreading all over the counter, which it's starting to do now.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
What?
Play-Doh. It's National Play-Doh Day.
There you go. although it's you know, you want to be very gentle with it. You don't, you just want to sort of roll it around, and don't make it a. You don't want to add a whole bunch of gluten to it.
That cobbler looks absolutely fantastic.
Nicely done. Thank you for watching that. And when we come back, I'll have this finished off with your assistance. And we're going to spread it out and put it on top of our hash.
No one spreads it out like Chef and a Fat Man. Live from the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, Le Cordon Green, baby.